We're doing Drashot Haran, and we're up to page Yud Aleph in the Machon Shalem edition, page Chaf Tet in the Masada of Cook edition, and the Ran says the following: Ve'im tishal lidvareinu, and if you'll ask, according to what we said, Hinei ma'aseh v'reshiti v'atzma ma'aseh merkava. It would seem like ma'aseh v'reshis is ma'aseh merkava. Sharei ma'aseh v'reshiti enenu kim yediyat tzurat hadvarim. We just said that ma'aseh v'reshis is understanding the spiritual form of things, understanding God's intent, so to speak, with creating something. That spiritual form is really an extension from those that give it that form. That those are the angels, the separate intellectual beings, what we might call angels. So looking into that, understanding Ma'aseh Bereshit is really understanding angels. And isn't this really what is called Ma'aseh Merkava? Understanding God's chariot, so to speak, which is understanding the gods, understanding the angels that are doing things on behalf of God. Hatshuva. So the answer to that question is Ra'ui she'tidat. Fitting that you know, ki yesh ba'asagat inanim haschalim hanivdalim shnei chalakim. That there are two sections to understanding angels. Ha'echad, the first section, hitalut v'ikasher mashel mata mehem bahim. The connection the angels have with the things that are beneath them, meaning the connection of this world to the angels. V'ashenim, the second thing is, hitalutam v'imashcha mimashu lemala mehem. Their connection to what is above them, their connection to Hashem. Ve'en tzafek, and undoubtedly, sheyesh ben shtei hasagot hevdel rav, that there is a huge difference between these two understandings. V'hu, and that difference is, sheyun v'asaga v'imashu lemala mehem, that understanding what's above the angels, their connection to Hashem, undoubtedly it is of greater value, and on a higher level, then looking into their connection to what's beneath them. And so when we say ma'asev reshit, what we mean is yediyat zurot advarim al amitatam, understanding the essence of things, their spiritual form, that is really the connection between this world and the angels. And when we discuss the Ma'aseh Merkava, what we mean is Yidiyat Yimashech V'Yishtashel HaMlachim Hashem Yitbarach. That's the knowledge of the angels' connection and their evolvement from Hashem. V'chol Ma She'amanu B'zeh, and everything that we just said, says the Ran, B'yel David B'mizmor Chad Nichbad She'asad. David HaMelech already explained in this honorable Mizmor, this honorable song that he found. Vehu, and that's what David HaMelech said, Hashem chakartani vateida. Hashem, you've searched me out and you know. V'kavanato bo lodia, and what David HaMelech meant in this song was to make known shechakirat ha'adam, that when a person does research, einena maseget leidiat atzmei advarim, he cannot attain the essence of the things in this world. And the essence of things cannot be known. Ki yivada. By me, it has two vavs. Ki mitzada chokhma elokit. The only way it could be known is with godly wisdom, like the Ran already said. You want to understand the essence of why man was created, etc. Those are things that are godly. You could sit here and do research your whole life and see all the different attributes and come up with the. You could come to real conclusions, but they're secondary to the essence of man's creation, and the same is true with every other creation. So that knowledge can only come from godly wisdom. Now with this concept, I'll explain some of the verses which are really the pillars of this song. Hinei itchil, David HaMelech began, Hashem chakartani vateida. Ve'ipol atema al zeh alashon. And really when we look at this language, we have to wonder, ki yidiyat Hashem yitbarach einena ba achar chakira. What does David HaMelech say? God, you searched me out and so you know. God doesn't know us because He searches us out. That's one of the first concepts the Rambam tells us. God's knowledge and His essence are one. By us, our knowledge comes from external stimuli. I see, therefore I know. I smell, therefore I know. I feel, therefore I know. I have external stimuli. They work on my senses. Those external stimuli cause my senses to send a message to my brain. Now I know. But my knowledge and my essence, my being, are two separate things. By God, it's not two separate things. He and His knowledge are one. So what does it mean that David HaMelech turns to God and says, God, you've seeked me out so you know. But rather, what David HaMelech was saying was that he wanted to make known that man's own research cannot attain true knowledge, like we've been discussing. That's why he used this terminology. Lomar to say, ki chokhmatcha, that your wisdom, hamagat lidia amitit, that your wisdom, which really touches, which is the true knowledge, aval chakirati lo tespik shetevieni lichlal yidia, your wisdom, that's what brings to true knowledge. My research will not bring me to that knowledge. I can't attain it from my own research. And going with this same thought, David HaMelech said later, so we'll get back to that. But the Ran over here is saying that David HaMelech was saying, you, Hashem, you have true knowledge. I, even when I do research, I don't have true knowledge. We think that if we do research, we'll attain the truth. David HaMelech was saying, Hashem, you know me, and you know me a true knowledge. I, what knowledge do I have? The first knowledge that every baby has is he knows he exists. He doesn't understand what's that thing that feeds him. He doesn't understand what's going on around him. But he doesn't have to think twice before knowing that he exists. As he develops, he knows how to help himself more. But he knows, without anyone teaching him, that if he's hungry, he has to cry. If he's hungry, he has to suck. He knows. A normal baby has this first knowledge about his own existence that's before any teachings. That's just part of our knowledge. Oh, so you'll say it's not knowledge, it's instinct.
He's not knowing it.
Okay.
But you know someone has to teach you. Or you learn by yourself. So you become...
Let me ask you a question. Today, do you know you exist?
No.
No? Today it's still instinct?
What?
Today it's still instinct?
That I exist?
Yes.
I think I know that. It is philosophy, existence.
Do you think that it switched? At what point do you think it switches between instinct and knowledge? Meaning, when he learns to take something and eat it, does he know he exists? When he learns to say, I want, you shouldn't take it from me. When he learns the concept, there's a you and there's a me.
So he knows. At this point, he knows.
At that point, you'll agree with me, he knows he exists, right? Then it's knowledge, it's not instinct.
Yes.
Let's say, no, you still don't think it's knowledge.
Hunger is an instinct.
Fine.
When he says, you don't take it from me, he's not saying I exist, he's saying, is it totally natural? No, if he said that, he said, don't take it from me, he knows, he understands that, yes, me, it is me. But he doesn't know that. If you try to bear the stake from a dog, he's going to bite you.
Fine. So take at whatever point. What point do you want to say a baby, child, person knows he exists?
I don't.
But you'll agree with me. It's one of the first forms of knowledge a person has. You won't agree with me. Fine. Let's word it differently. Let's word it differently. Not first form of knowledge, but most basic form of knowledge. Meaning, let's not say it's first. Let's not say it's first. I'm not saying it's first. Let's go differently. You're catching the point, which I don't think is the main point. It is nonetheless, talk about an adult. It is one of the most basic knowledges that we have. I think it is the most. You say it's not the most. Fine. But you agree with me, it is one of the most basic forms of knowledge we have, that I exist.
Yeah, that's not my question.
Oh, so leave it. That's not the point at end. It doesn't matter. So let's say a baby doesn't know. That doesn't matter. I'm just saying, what's David HaMelech saying over here? David HaMelech is saying, let's take a piece of information that seems to be most basic. I exist. I should know myself to a certain degree. He says, you Hashem, you've seeked me out. And you know me. And you know me. By saying you know me, he's saying, and I don't know me. You, be it through research, be it through knowledge, you have knowledge of me. And his stress in that is, but I, even if I do research, and even what I think I know, I don't know me. That's how the Ran is learning that pasuk.
It's just that, you know, we don't know that.
We don't know the essence of what our existence is. Meaning he's saying, I know I'm here. David HaMelech fought for his life. He knew he existed. We're not talking about a person who has a psychological problem, doesn't know he exists. David HaMelech's point was true knowledge. What the Ran has been discussing, knowledge of the essence of something that exists, that I don't have even of myself. That's David HaMelech's point on Hakartani Vateida. He says it cannot be that he means, God, you've researched me, so therefore you know. That can't be David's point, because that goes against our basic understanding of what God is. That God has to do research in order to know that I am this or that. That doesn't make sense. That can't be what David meant. So the Ran is saying what David must have meant is that you have knowledge of me, you could research me, and I can't. His point is what you can do and I cannot do. And his point is, I do not know the essence of my own being. Even the most basic form of information, don't call it first, but the most basic information, at least that I exist, I can't understand things that are external to me, but at least I should understand me. Even that, says David HaMelech, I don't have and you do. That's the point of David HaMelech saying, Chakaltani vateida, you Hashem, you could do real research. You Hashem, you have true knowledge. I don't. His stress is not what you are, but rather what you are as opposed to me. That's how the Ran is learning that pasuk. Yeah, fair? Okay, and Bezrat Hashem, next time we'll pick up, the Ran goes at length now for the next few pages, going through this chapter, explaining how this chapter revolves around this concept, that there is a knowledge of the essence of something, and that is a knowledge that is godly, and only God has it. And when God wants to, He shares it with us, and that is Maaseh Bereshit, but we don't have it. We don't have it without God's giving it to us.